And everybody that you should marry to be blessed by Kadosh Baruch Hu with children. That means the wife is pregnant for 9 months. We wish that everybody should be happily married to the, and live a long life, that your wife should live a long life. She reaches a point where she's no longer able to become pregnant anymore. How about pecan? Is everyone else?
I get it.
Postmenopausal, you cannot have a child. So that we wish on everybody. We wish on everybody that you should marry to be blessed by Kadosh Baruch Hu with children. That means the wife is pregnant for 9 months. We wish that everybody should be happily married to the, and live a long life, that your wife should live a long life. She reaches the point where she's no longer able to become pregnant anymore. How about pecan? Is everyone else supposed to maintain a marital relationship? So Rabbi Tom says if that's the case, you see Clark. Not considered as Shkot HaZera, Shevet Shuzera Pashmish. The Pashmish takes place in a normal fashion, normal relations between husband and wife, it's good even though you know there's no chance in the world that this can lead to a child. So we don't have the non-Jewish ethics. You know, really should be celibate except for the need to have children. That's a Catholic idea. We don't believe in that. We believe in exactly the reverse. That the mitzvah of the Benishla Ishto is not limited to a case of the possibility of fulfilling Puravu. It's just totally independent of Puravu. That's what it says the Feirish in the Halacha, and then Rabbeinu Tam quotes that over here. On this base, he wishes to say that what do you mean, other women is an iser of the Shamesh Ramo? What's wrong with every woman being the Shamesh Ramo? What's the question, Mishra? Yeah, what's the question? Yeah. No, it weighs anything. It doesn't weigh anything. There's no, nothing else. It's not ethical, double officer. That's right. Ethical. Ethical. The fact that there's no possibility of pregnancy does not mean anything. Ethical. One could ask a very good question against Rabbi Natan. What's he talking about? After all, if a woman places moat in her body before Tashmish, it's not the same as a Khan and an Ireland. Because after all, in a Khan and an Ireland, so we'll add the Muberis, the Tena, there's no physical barrier preventing the Zerah HaBaal from entering into the Rechem. But after the Rechem, the Tashmish is absolute zero. Whereas, if it's a case of the Shemesh and Zemo, you place artificial, unnatural, external objects that serve as a barrier, which prevents the Zerah from going in. How can I have an atomic plate and say over here, Kevin through Derek Tash, which is really not Derek Tash, it's not a noble Derek Tash. That's the question. That's the question. What's he saying over here? You have an it's important to take a look carefully there because our toast is hard to understand until you look there. Shalosh Nashon, I read the toast of Vamas, you're based on the base. It's similar toast. Also talks about Shalosh, also on the top of the page. It's similar. Shalosh Nashon, Mashash, the Mo, Pirish, the Country, Mutal, the Shamish, the Mo. Abushai Nashon, Utsu, the Shemash, the Zera. Now he has a new prayer, a new thing, which we don't have an out of. Apa gav lo mitzvah apiria verivya. A new story. Even though she's not commanded in Puravu, nevertheless it's a prohibition against her. Now wait a minute. What do you mean? prohibition against her. So Moses goes on in the vomit, Rabbeinu Tam Omer, the lifnei tashmish, vazai also litim shamo, the ein derech tashmish b'kach. Sorry, who can matel zera ala eitzim ala vonim, shematel ala mo. Avalim. Then there's mo, achar tashmish, ein nira lesa. The high gaiver ki uru chay v'shamash. Nidi the high back tana v'alimit. Below istru v'tashmish, which is allowed in the center of the lab and those bottom in it. We don't ask for the children, we can't have any children. We are isha shena senet mo, achar tach mo, lo huzru ha'ashkosa zera, came lo mitzvah that period of Arabia. U'mishameshet, u'mishamshet, lo mo, tigatoni hofa. Hayu tzricho of the shamash v'mo. First is Rabbeinu Tam. Here Rabbeinu Tam is cut off. Before Shabbat Tam, the Shamshal, three calls to Shamash and Mo, Achatashmish. They said, Tova Kamashmur. Shabbat Tam, he just says one line, but in Yavamish, he says 10 lines. And presumably, the same author, Shabbat Tam, this is the 9 lines that somehow missing from this Tova, because I don't know if it's taken out officially, or Shabbat Tam, somehow just assumed you knew what was going on. Now, what does that mean? What is going on? Now we read in Yavamish, what's happening over here? I get the impression it follows. That until now, Post has worked with an assumption that the Moch is the Achatashmish. Here they don't spell it out. In Yavamis they spell it out. Here, you can see the in the next line of Post, the Luri Nira, and now it says, the Kayam, Purisha Kuntras, the Beresh, Nidla Mashmash, Amochu, Bemeyat Kol Shah, Amikimishamish, Alaysam Alamonim. It said, well, Dabra, Mishamish, Kanavialim. In other words, until now, until the re grew in that expression and said that the Moch is the Meir Kosho, we were learning until now the first camp of our post still is it's both the Akatash. Now we understand the Rabbeinu Tam's question. We asked before, what kind of crazy comparison is Rabbeinu Tam making? It's in a Pana and an island, we added with barracks and can on one end and Moch on the other end. Crazy. Moch, you put in a barrier. With Tana Allen, there's no barrier. The answer is as follows. No, you have it all wrong. Post, the beginning of our post is what? There are the vows, and to absorb it out, to remove it, to prevent the pregnancy. Why not? Because she's not tired of pregnancy. She's not tired of procreation. She has no prohibition in the first place. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means over here. He doesn't spell it out. Just look on your vomit to see what he's driving at. The post that to us by itself is just really hard to understand. Another story. I'll do that later. It seems... So what I'm saying, perhaps Rabbeinu Tam and our Tosfos, please, didn't go into the details explaining that Moch the Achatashmish, perhaps we'll learn Tzumas over here, and we go in order. And on the Flam of Zayin, when Aleph Rashi explains Moch, so send us Moch the Achatashmish, Uvishoev and Chazera. Not 2 blocks later, the same expression comes up. The same expression comes up 2 blocks later. They assume that Rashi is Mishamesh B'moch, he also means Mutlem L'shamesh B'moch M'zriach HaTashmish V'yenam K'mashkiso Zera. The question, what does that mean, V'yenam K'mashkiso Zera? Is that a halakhic statement? Or is that a... No, we'll come to it in a second. But I'm trying to explain it, that Tosh didn't go into the details of Tzubit, assuming it wasn't cut out by an editor. Assuming that when Tosfos explained Tzubas, he just left it this way. Why did they go into the whole discussion? Is it before? Is it after? Or Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that Rashi said 2 blocks earlier, it's a Tziacha. Tziacha, then Rabbeinu Tam makes a good comparison. The Shaz Bia is exactly the same as Tana Island. I, later on, unlike a Tana Island, will not become pregnant without taking any steps. She, with a woman who's not a Tana, not an Island, will have to take a step and do what? And put in this smoke to absorb all the Zera. That's her problem. He didn't do anything wrong. It's her problem. She has no problem. Why she has no problem? She's not obligated to fulfill what? there's no problem whatsoever. Oh, presumably Conan's house would be no problem for her. The unanswered question of Rabbeinu Tam is, what would it be as far as he is concerned? Rabbeinu Tam here so far, we haven't said nothing. Maybe, that's right, it's possible it's Naiva, that's true. Rabbeinu Tam, and as we have it here in Tosis in the Sefer Subis, says nothing about that. And Yevamish, Rabbeinu Tam says, "Nei Tazmish Vaday also leaves in Shammo. The end thereof Tazmish Bekah. For he was the Matal Zera Alo Eitzim Valo Avonim Shemato Alamo." That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. What a terrible issue. Terrible issue. Now, the Re also uses that expression, that it's Kemishamish al Avonim Valo Eitzim. Both the Re and Rabbeinu Tam use the same expression. But the bottom line is different between the two of them. Rabbeinu Tam says there's no room for any pshara, no compromise. Kohen and Tashmish Mov is an absolute prohibition. No way in the world to be matzah. That's the simple reading of Rabbeinu Tam. No way in the world. What will happen if I by passing that way, he can't live with us? No, don't get divorced. That's a hard line. Rabbeinu Tam seems to be saying that there's no way that they can live together. Then they'll have to get divorced. They're Rachmona. So what can you do? So it seems to be a separate Rabbeinu Tam as we have. Especially in Yevamah, it's more clear than it is here in his group. Same Rabbeinu Tam. So the Kitzur Rabbeinu Tam holds, the way we have it now, that Kohen Moch, Kohen Tashmish is an absolute no-no. No way in the world. Moch Lifnei Tashmish. Excuse me. Moch Liacha Tashmish is what? It's innocuous. That's the governor. But the woman is not, is not chayim and peruvu, and there's no issa therefore on her. So how is Tipchat now with Gemara, Ben Chachamim? Avad et Mutter, no question, it's Mutter. What's the style? Rabbi Meir says, what? You must use Moch. So if you don't use Moch, you three ladies, Tana, Muberis, and Meniko, and may lead to Sakana. Chacham say, come on, who are you kidding? Chances of this happening are so slim that she has no obligation of the Kuf Nefesh to use most. Even within a mayor, Rabbeinu Tam, he has a slightly lesser expression. Rechos the Shamash and Moch HaKatashash, Veitha Tova Kumashmala. Sometimes it's an absolute chiyu. Because even a mayor is cognizant of the fact that it's very unlikely. Here in the Yevamah it says, Hayot Tzrichos Hashem Mitzvot, which doesn't sound like an Eitz Tov. We made that extra phrase. So maybe actual Chiyuv. You can't, you're not permitted to do Hashem Mitzvot Moch because of dangerous to your health. I have a small chance. They don't want to take any, excuse me, go to Rameya. I have a small chance. The Rameya is Chashin Lemiyuta. Some quotes in this context, Rameya can't shot the Chashin Lemiyuta. Someone has linked that up with the Rameya's opinion over here. Yes. If the woman is pregnant, yeah, this is Gemara. I believe the Gemara is a Masechta Nida, I think. But the Gemara is distinguishing the three trimesters. If it's good for the woman, it's good for the child. You're right, no question that it's mutter, whether it's good or bad, that's a different issue. But it's mutter. The question is, must both be used? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Ocha Chatzah is an innocuous act. Anybody can do it. All in the world can do it. Anybody. You don't have to be another strain. No. You'll have Tashmish. Normal Tashmish will use the Moch. I mean, if you're crazy, you want to do it, because we know these things can't happen. And maybe she read the National Enquirer that it happened once, supposedly. She's nervous, so she wants to do it. Let her do it. Yes, sir. Which case, the Acha or Kodesh? The Acha Tashmish would be her answer. She is absorbing the Zera. If an answer exists, the Ben Tashmish knows it exists. But others say, Rashi seems to say maybe, there exists an answer. That's how Rashi is. We always haven't learned Rashi. And if it's Kodesh Tashmish, and the answer, assuming the answer exists, which might be an answer on him. Might be on her also. We'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay, the four could be either both, could be him or her. The answer would presumably be only her. With her before, same thing as the answer after. She put in the zera, she put in the smoke, so that smoke is absorbed in the zera. So the difference is that in the other case, you put it, she absorbs it afterwards, and here she absorbs it before, I mean, she puts it into motion, the motion. She insists that she'll absorb it before the zera is even there. It's the same idea. That is true. That's what Alicia said. Rabbi Natan says, so what? This is an innocuous act. Innocuous, which is totally permissible. Since he assumes that the nature of the issue is based upon Puruvu, therefore, she's not obligated to Puruvu. She has no issue whatsoever. That's all. It's an innocuous act. It's like, drink a cup of water. It's an act which is Muslim. Yes. What there been a time? No. What there been a time? Come say mutter. There's no obligation to do so. That's how the Rashi says that way. Rashi by saying mitzvah the moch means mutter and the time of swaz the chachamim. It's awesome. So been a time. What kind of answer? There's no answer. It's innocuous. He said it's achatashmish, and the quote of chachamim mitzvah. It is what? Mutter, but the may a chayat. That's the machlokes. Now Rashi is unclear. Rashi is very unclear to know what he means. Call him a racha. I mean, a Thomas to the man, acha, to be based on what he said in the Flam of Zion. Is acha what Rashi drank on top? Tepe Goma. Like Tana and Ireland says, why? What's Russia? Came into Zerah Tashmish. That which is done with the husband did was the head of God. And she's not Matuba. That's missing Tosin and Suba. So we read it in Tosin Yonoman. So many times opinion. All right, everyone have it straight. Now both have it straight. But see, she doesn't have any time. Help out. If she doesn't have any time, it seems a tremendous kula and a tremendous kula. The tremendous kula is the Akatash, which is head of God. There's no one in the world, no reason, no person in the world who would ever ask a woman to absorb the zera from her body, the achatash. Test the gamma mode. Nothing to talk about. Will it work? Well, the one on the giant says it's going to work. I think it does work. And even to this day it works. There are, it's one of the methods of birth control. But after Tashmit, they get the words written out. Douche, which is the word, whatever other words they use. Is it foolproof? Not foolproof. Huh? Not foolproof. No, well, don't forget, see, we have an idea in our mind that the man lives with his wife, and the zera leaves the body of the man, and, you know, in 3 seconds, it's already reached the rest. It's not true. If you learn the biology book, you see that they talk about the sperm swimming. And it's kind of like a long-distance race. I mean, it's not that much. Really? It's not that far to go, but you know, apparently that inch that it takes to go takes an awfully long time. So if the woman will absorb all the zera after attachment, she won't become pregnant. I mean, really, she will not become pregnant. Main blast was missed one, you know, and that's it. They only need one cell to do the trick. So that's why, one reason why it's not really reliable. But on the other hand, if you're thorough and you get every single cell, then, you know, the fourth sperm is trying to swim upstream, and then it's flushed away, pulled away, flushed away, never can make it. That's it. So that's what you, many people, that's you. That's even recommended. Khalilah Vachas, if a woman is raped, that's one of the flats. So they have all kinds of things that they recommend. One thing is called the morning after pill. Before it happens, before the morning after pill, the first thing they'll do, I think, at least to this day, in an emergency room, when the woman comes in with what they call a sexual assault. I heard about it before the election. There's one guy who was running for election tonight. You heard that? I heard it. He's on it many times. They have a, you hear this ad? Unbelievable, yeah. A woman is, I got the call from the hospital that his wife is assaulted. Oh, no. So he comes away from the emergency room, and he comes to the emergency room, and then his worst news, she's pregnant. And this candidate would say she has to have the baby, and he's a bomb, and he's a Russia, and he's a Russia. And I'm the liberal, and I think the guy lost. I think the guy said that he had lost. But it was an ear-catching ad. People who listen to this ad, they perked up, you know. It did a job. I think, I'm not sure what they do exactly, but I think that one thing they do in the ER, emergency room, is they call a douche. I mean, they introduce into the area of the woman, go in and rinse everything out to prevent any pregnancy from taking place. Now what happened, I guess this emergency room was no good in Long Island, whoever this guy was running for office. Could be too late if you got there. Could be round. Who knows? Whatever it is, the election is over. But that's, so quite, again, they have a tremendous cooler, tremendous cooler. Tremendous cooler seems to be, why? Because the one who does it is the woman, and the woman does climbing through her room. And there, head the gummer for her. That's tremendous cooler. And therefore, when Tom felt nowhere Rabbanan is that Rabbanan can ask her. He can't ask her. So if Rabbanan must say, Mutter, I, what's my focus for man in the Chachamim? Rabbanan was told, it's higher. Tremendous Tom Sheik. That's a tremendous cooler. But it's also a tremendous cooler in the way of Tom. So that was Yavamas. Namely, come on, help out. Namely, that Kodem Tashim is absolutely awesome. I mean, Akosta la Kosta. Kodem Tashim is absolutely awesome with no heter whatsoever in the world. That's what's called in Isha Motsoa, Zerah Levat Tala, Matal Zaral, Eitzim Vala Vonin, which is just Isha Chomer Adma Oz, and there's no way in the world to be Matal. What are you going to do? No, get divorced. What can I? Can't help you. I can't help you. It's an absolute. There's nothing I can do for him in a conversation. So therefore, that's not a discussion in the studio. That's for sure. The mothers are talking about what? No. Achatash. That's head the government. So the Machlokas must be only, is it just Mutter or is it even a Chiyus? Or an Eishet Tovah? Le'achat. Call them together, that. So when the time is too extreme, call them as absolutely utter. Why? Because, no, the Machl Zara al Eishet, Galavon, Jisab Ashkos is there. And the Yachar is what? Hetzegama. You have Isagama and Hetzegama. Those are the two extremes of the Rabbeinu Tam. Huh? Even if you have no Hetzegama, don't live with them. It's a divorce. I'm saying, this question. Will we lie to say married to a woman? Will we actually have an idea with them? That'd be an interesting question. Yeah, Yichud. Huh? I don't know. So maybe we live in a time with the by other ways, I don't know how to certain harm the patients that we might have to be, I don't know. Maybe the month, I don't know what he was going to rely upon. He was being poo-poo against the black dog. But maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Is the head there? No, even if it is poo-poo, it's much. There's nothing wrong. That's a better time to keep. Everyone has a fair bit of time now. It's clear as day. You have a question, ask it now. Let me ask you a general question. If you have any time, what should it be if someone is not the student for a room? Man. No woman in the world is the student for a room. If I can find you a man, who's not the Tuvah Puravu, would it be easier of Kodesh Tashim? What? That's the next question. I didn't have the empty fulfilled Puravu. Would it be us or would it be Muslim? Well, there's two cases. One is the case where he's not tired, he's never going to be tired. I can think of a couple of examples of that. Another one is a case where he was chayav and he fulfilled the mitzvah. Give me examples of individuals who are not chayav and will never be chayav. A person who cannot have a child, right? So if he went to the doctor said, you have a sperm count of zero, and you can't operate, can't do anything about it, right? So in effect, a person can never have a child. The pasha is not chayav and peruvu. May he get married? Very often she doesn't know. In the case of a woman marries a man, she doesn't have no idea that the man is not able to have a child. He had no idea. He thought he was a perfectly healthy man. Now they're married 2 years, they have no children, they go to a doctor, they just take a sperm test. How you do that? Another school, that's a sentence to you, right? But they do it, or they have their, or they're up on them, whatever. And it says zero, that's one of the slots, that's one of the slots. So now, if it was young, they do something a little wrong, and properly in the 10 years old or something like that. So the man goes to a specialist and does an operation and he says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You cannot, you never be able to have any children. So he had an opinion, the same story, the third opinion, the same story, nothing. He's not high school. I never had full wife, married him, you know, but they love each other now. That you know probably when at the beginning, I don't know, she would have agreed to marry. I don't know. Oh, we can't worry about this thing. Everyone has to take a test now before you're married. That's crazy. So we have to take every single test, every single map in the world is to take before. This is crazy. We have a right to assume. A person has a right to assume that he's healthy. She's healthy. Correct so much she's healthy. If you know for a fact or some ray or so, something's wrong, you know, somehow or other, then maybe it would be something worthwhile to check out. But even, you know, unless you know for sure, I mean, there are people that have gotten panic of various, potential problems, which very often the doctor will say, don't even worry about it. So it could be a potential problem. I'll give you an example. There's something called, the medical condition called a varicose seal. I don't know what that even means. A varicose seal means, what it means is that there's a slight vein, testicles is not the way it normally is formed, something like that. And it can be discovered by examination, general examination, or sometimes by pain, etc. So the child is often asked, okay, so it's discovered, now what do you do? So most doctors, many doctors won't even tell you if they discover it. They won't even tell you. They won't tell you. The doctor told them, I will not tell a patient. Why should I worry you? There's nothing to worry about. Forget about it. What are the statistics? So according to what, I happened to speak to a urologist, just on a totally different matter. He told me his statistics on this were that 85% of men with varicose seals are able to have children. And out of the 15 unfortunate percent who cannot, so with surgery, a certain percentage can be helped. That certain percentage is something to dispute. Some say 60% can be helped. Some say 40% can be helped. So, you know, if you're in 15%, it's not so great. But even so, there's certainly a very good chance that it can be helped. So if it's 60 or 40 or whatever, 80 or 20, whatever it may be. The kid says over 90% of the people who have this condition, either without, most of them with, and some even without, some without surgery, can have children. So the doctor said, why should I take this kid who's 18 years old and tell you, you have a varicose? And I have to go around until he gets married, should he tell the caller, should he not tell the caller? And I would say not to tell the caller. I'm not going to excuse him. I don't belong, I'm a rupa the rupa. It's a deep jar that you can have children. And I know what she has. No, really. I mean, you know, every woman is able to have children. Who knows? They don't make her take all the tests in the world just because her system is internal and she doesn't have to, you know, make her take her, check her tubes and all kinds of, who knows what. But I'm a chayiv. Moshe went further than that, I think I told you once. But Moshe said if a woman has no period to speak of, a person who's perfectly healthy, she's perfectly healthy. She'll have no children for unknown reasons, antibodies, who knows what, this, that. I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry now, what they call the infertility industry. It's unbelievable what's going on there. And, 30, 40 years ago, they were just, there's nothing to do. There are no children, so you think a test or two, and then you rather primitive. Anyway, so a man cannot have any children at all, period. So the question is, if you have any time, is there an issue of a soul as there of a tall in his name? That's one example. Another example might be, what other kind of person might there be who's not tied to true rules? Sorry? He's not tied to mitzvahs. He's talking about mitzvahs or parents. I believe in our time for a little bit. The Chassid, I think, said. First of the Mitzvah, I think he said so. Can't they find a Giyoris? Find a Giyoris. Find a Giyoris. Giyoris. Of course, it's not there, so that's a rather large problem. There's been a way out of that. Because if it's in Maria Shivka, it means they're not going to screw a rule. I mean, not in the technical sense. Truth be told, I would recommend that that's a better agent, in my opinion. Better, in my opinion, if it's doable, to not fulfill the technical mitzvah of Tzur Revu, but also have a child who can marry anybody you want, to continue your genealogical legacy, Russian gene, but you can continue your biological legacy, if you will, as well as the chinuch you'll give to the child, by having him be born to a shivka, and then converting, rather than having Magna Gioris and having a child with a fulfilled Puruvu, but that could be a stigmatize. The kid can't only marry Gioris, and then it's going to be out of the loop. Yeah, they all can. Keep marrying Gioris. That's the Shia. That's the Shia. I would be hesitant, frankly, to have a kid. You have to think about it. You have a child, you have a responsibility. You're the father of a child. No, this child can only marry the Yoros. And that his children are bad. I tell Father Doros. It's a pause. No, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. You're a monster. You know you're about a monster. You have to say. The question is, well, maybe if it's tough later, I doubt if we'll discuss it. If it's a suffix, you don't know, you're not sure, it's unknown. Yes, though. Well, that was the case I just said before. No. Excuse me. That's a good question. What do you know as Zera of Atoli? How do you define Zera? It's a very good question. What is Zera? So those in this question assume that the word Zera means sperm. Sperm is, of course, the stuff of life, right? Create a child. I want you to know, a little biology, that B'Shas Tashmish, when the Zera goes to the Gufa Ish, to the Gufa Isha, what we call, what you're calling Zera, which is sperm, is a very small percentage of that liquid which goes to the Gufa Ish, to the Gufa Isha. As a matter of fact, as far as I understand from my study with the doctors, the majority of that liquid comes from what we call the prostate. The prostate is an organ, a gland, which is found in the area of the urethra, the bladder. You may know about, you never get the prostate condition. That's what's called the bane of old men, right? Many of us would may one day come down with this, live that long. We should come down to this kind of condition. It could be very painful on urination. Well, it presses on what they call the urethra when the urine it wants to come out, so it can't get out. There's pressure. Mono is blind. I'll tell you, people have serious pain. Now they have all kinds of ways treating it, either by surgery, or what's called today procedures. It's a new word now. Procedures. It's a procedure. not in operation anymore. Whatever it is. But it's not a full-fledged umbilical under the knife, for example. Whatever it is, there are different ways of handling this. Very common. Interestingly, many men who have this kind of prostate procedure can no longer have children. Usually, it's that people don't get excited about it, because by the time they have this condition, they're beyond age and they plan to have children. But usually, by that time, their wives are also beyond the age of having children. So that just happens to be that way. You know, a man can have children, medically speaking, a man can have children probably into his 80s. There are documented cases without the inquiry. Even though it, Charlie Chaplin, huh? More 80s, there are those who have children at older ages. And usually in those cases they weren't interested in marriage, they had children from their girlfriends who were, say, 20. He's 80, he's 20. Relationship. So there have been rabbanim who, upon loss of losing a wife, marry again a woman much younger than themselves, and they have children again at a significant age. I think even into the 70s, 80s, I don't know. But I think into the 70s, there's documents of rabbanim because they were married and had no children from the first wife, so they, and just even some soldiers, one example, if I'm not mistaken, they got married to the second wife when he was 65, if I'm not mistaken. He had 9 children in the second wife. Now, I don't know how quickly she had the children, but it could be he was 70 when the last one was born, longer or older, I don't know. Look at the biography book. So, yes? Son and a daughter.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, we have a right to assume. We generally assume if you have a son and a daughter, Rove Nosha Bisabas Viola, Rove Nosha, we rely on that. That's all. Now we assume. Plus, we assume for other cases. You got to celebrate the Torah before a rule. But once you have a son and a daughter, you have many possibly you can't tell anymore. Either they died or maybe. You know, we assume that the average person is healthy. So the first item of which no one guessed was A. Not high approval yet. Most men in the world. Sorry, not high approval. No. Mara says in Beirish that it was given originally to Adam. It came to Matan Torah. It was taken away from the name Noah. But we call him given to Yisrael. Okay? So B'nai Noach. For B'nai Tam, in fact, says that Goyim are not Lohudru al Ashkosin Zera. And therefore, B'nai Tam seems to say that there's no Easter of Osoa Zera Levatala by God. That's relevant for all the psychologists. They have to deal with the Goyim. And apparently, many psychologists recommend Osoa Zera Levatala Mamish. What is known in today's world as masturbation. As a release, and this, and that, and a hymn and a half. But of course, it's also for to recommend that to a Jewish patient. But to a Jewish patient, the theory of Benetam, it's the most, not everyone agrees to Benetam. For Benetam, with the clinical psychology, you have a nice practice by the Goyish. But the question is, our psychologists have a right to longer Benetam. Not everyone agrees to Benetam. There are many who consider it to be the Easter of Ashkosa Zera to be a totally independent Easter. Having nothing to do with Buru. It's a separate issue. What's a separate issue? That's a good question. Different versions of what it's based upon. But most authorities assume it's in the Raita, the Pashtun, and they base it on different sources. Different sources. What are the different sources? There are a wide range of different sources that are quoted in terms of what the East of Ashkosa Zera is. I have a paper here which quotes some of them. I don't have encyclopedias, Tabutis, he has a lot of, the Hashtos of Zera has a lot of, I brought in the Oster Aposkin. Oster Aposkin is, quotes, many posts about things that are Lamaisa. This is it came out in Tufshin Mem Beis. It's Keref Tes, the ninth volume. And it covers Siman Yud Ches. No, excuse me, it originally came out in Tufshin Chafei. We printed in Tufshin. It came out in Tufshin Chafei almost 30 years ago. And it has a list of many posts and what they say on the various things. And a lot of Anashmas is there in this position because it comes up in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Gimel and Simen Chav Hei. Two Simonim in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer discuss this prohibition. They tell you, what's the issue? If you in Simen Chav Gimel, in Simchat Aleph, it discusses this matter. I'll just give you a few moments on this, not the whole thing. It's a very long discussion. What's the issue? So they quote, Kalamotish, Amrav Yochanan, Kalamotish, Shem, Vosel, the Matala Chai of Misa, Shenemar, Vayera, Vayne Hashem, Asher Oso, Vayomet Gam Oso. Who's that? Today's Mamatomas. I just put on the Mamatomas. Air of Ona. Air of Ona. And the Gemara says to the Yavonis that I have to look at, Shayadosh mi bifnim, Vizor mi bokut. Which means you would insert the Aver into the Gufa Isha. But when it came the time to be Zora, to the Zera to come out, Zora is not coming from the word Zera. Don't understand it. Zora is Russian like Zora by Shabbos. The Havdol. You gotta take the wheat and throw it into the air, and the wind comes along and blows it. Right? So Zora means that the Zera is not introduced into the Gufa Isha, where it would be concentrated in one particular place. But the Zora is out into the open air. Right? So that's what they did to prevent Tamar becoming pregnant. That's a Gemara. He's a high beast of the Shemayim. Not only that, but that's how they would say Shat Kotuk. He hishkis called Bosor as Darko Alor, Kotuk as Abi Dor HaMabul, refers to literally hishkis called Bosor as Darko as Abi Hashkot HaZera. What's the source of that? The other Rav Nosson says so, the Zohar says so, that's Shat Kotuk. So far we just have stories though that Aaron and Onan were punished or Ahmad was punished, but to ask for something it's not enough to have a story. I mean, maybe it's forgivable by Muster, etc., but to be absolutely prohibited, is there a real, you have to have a real person, or you have to have a Muster or something. To be a Dindarayas, it has to be an actual person. So to Rabbi Natan, I have a person for you. The pasuk is puruvu, and it is the rise of puruvu, and it's the vatal puruvu. One second, the vatal puruvu is the be a dying. It's part of the mitzvah say a puruvu, and by doing so in this kind of a way, it's a violation of puruvu. And therefore, Rabbi Natan says it does not apply to women. So he says that it's clearly related to Guru. That's the heter. That's the Yisra and the heter for the woman. Yeah. Well, it'll be a bit lasse. A bit lasse. It's amazing. A bit lasse itself. He says, ooh, it's a bit lasse. It's a bit lasse in this way. It's time for the Shemai. Yeah, because, yeah, that's how it is. Because, according to that posture, that's also tomorrow. No, of course. It's time for the Shemai. It's an Erev Ona. Yeah. So that's how it comes out. Yeah. Okay. Literally. Don't take it literally. I won't take any chances to take it literally or not literally, but, Yes, sir. But it has no option. So if you know, the easier. That's your question. Hold on a minute. Slowly. So, David says a theoretical possibility. Your wife is pregnant, go divorce her, marry somebody else. Right? And then get her pregnant, divorce her, marry somebody else. Geisel, or whatever the guy's name was. Record number of children committed to the wife. He didn't divorce them all. Yeah. I don't want to do that either. So he the oracle, in the opinion. Like the, what's his name, the Shah of Iran, or the what's his name, Faisal, or whatever the guy's name was. Record number of children committed to the wife. He didn't divorce them all. Yeah. I don't want to do that either. So he the Orphan, the Binyan Tzion, to the Kuflam of Zion, and the Orphan, and he's the same author, is the Yitzhak Bal Pasha.
Others say, I thought, Look what I told the president. He doesn't record it over here. He left out the most, the best thought. I said, Pa, I'm going to leave it out. One second. Isn't it Beferish and Gemara, which I spoke about in Dorm Talk? So Beferish and Dorm Talk. No? No? It's the Gemara and Ksubis. The Gemara says, the Nishmarta we call Dovara. Now the word Nishmarta, we know it's a Lashon Isser, a Lashon Lav. Shomer Pen Bial, and the Gemara says that Adat Mem Vav Mem Aleph, the Nishmarta to be told of Ra, the higher Adam Biyom, Biyavu the day Tumah Belayla. If he thinks too much about women, so then it's going to come to even accidentally, not really, you know, consciously, he comes to Tumah Keri Belayla. It says, "Tiyeh v'cha'ish ha'shaloyeh tor mikrei laila." That's the pasuk right after Nishmata Mikol Dovaro. So if that's us, sir, us, to go to the movies. All right, let's play that. Let's move on. Well, if a person goes out and the dotka of the mezen of the miskave goes out and causes himself the most terrible of Matala, shouldn't that be... That's it. The Nishmata Mikol Dovaro. I thought that was it. From Marsh of the Tshuva here, we talked about a man has to take a test to see whether he can have children or not. We said, yes, Mutas in some cases, we'll discuss later, but we both deserve the mazes and the scabe, but not by using his hand. The Losina Biyad, Mutas Gemara Mesech Benida, that you give him. So he uses the hand to stimulate the organ, that would be a separate prohibition. That's how he promotes it. All right. The Gemara says it in Ayyavamat and Adafayim test, I think somewhere, but a man who was a child of Kutshapha, he committed him to be Moti Zera in order to know if he's allowed to get married or not. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how do you do it? There's a whole discussion. What an interesting discourse to the Gemara about that. Is it Ayin Tet? I don't remember. It's an Ayin somewhere. No, someone is not sure whether he's a Khrushchev or not. Whether he's healthy or not. More Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav, the whole discussion, what do you do? Hey, Chiavdin, what do we do? A whole discussion, you bring bread, hot bread, and you put it on his stomach, and it's going to cause carriage. What? Gemara says, "Kule alma Yaakov Avinu havoy, b'sivvei kolchi v'reishis oni shlaro kerem yomo." But unless you go do such a outright action of what we call simulation, and I'm not going to be able to bring them to the carry, no problem. Mavirin kamei b'gdei tzivonim. You don't have to bring a girl. Just a clothes. That's unbelievable. The average man, the average healthy male, how healthy this guy is from other perspectives, but otherwise he's healthy. He says, we'll have to bring Shalisha, v'hu mahara b'isha v'nikri. That's all. So much, what? Otu kulama barzila ha'gilodi, where must have shots of the demas rashi? He brings a dress in front of him, and right away these dreams they carry. Ela machvada shirinya, you have to do what they suggested earlier. It all depends on who the person is, whatever it may be. Now, so Rav Moshe asked, why did you use the yad? Rav Moshe was asking, come on, if the yad, that's a separate issue. You have to use other kinds of things to avoid yad problems. Yes, better question. Yeah. The Gemara says, Kule alma Yaakov Avinu havoy, distivve kochi veracious oni shlaro keri miyomo. But unless you go do such a outright action of what we call simulations, I'm not going to be able to bring them to the carry, no problem. Mavirin kamei b'gdei tzivonim. You don't have to bring a girl. Just a clothes. That's unbelievable.
The average man, average healthy male, I'm not sure how healthy this guy is from other perspectives, but otherwise he's healthy. He says, "Whoever does bring shall isha, for whom a hara beisha v'nikri." That's all. So much what? Also, kulama barzila hagiladi. Whoever wants to show shot of the zimas rashi, he brings a dress in front of him, and right away these zimas they carry. Ella machmad, you have to do what they suggested earlier. Again, it all depends on who the person is, whatever it may be. Now, so Ravisha asked, why did you use the yad? Ravisha is asking, come on, if the yad, that's a separate issue. You have to use other kinds of things to avoid yad problems. Yes, better question. Yeah. Oh, the Gemara talks about all kinds of things. You shouldn't ride on a horseback because the warm, you know, the fresh and the warm, yeah, all kinds of things. Should wear tight pants. Yeah, quote of Shemalah. Hakol afi mashu u'adam. Everyone has to know himself. Everyone has a different metabolism. Even the goyim is called nocturnal. But by today, by them, they do what they do today by day, by night. There's 24 hours of aveiros going on. But the textbooks still call what it used to be called. And as a result, that's considered a mikra laila. So afi alok all called tame. Who said it's a double rabbi cloud? You're right, the time of the mikra, who says bad, normal, natural. But the Gemara and Suth and Rav interpret that that's what's called the Nishma that they call the Lara. That's an interpretation we don't want to mess with. The Gemara says it, we don't find it in any chalik. And I think there are Moshe, somebody or other, quotes that as the source for this issue. I can't understand why no one quotes this over here in the Ultra Apostle. You know, you do me a favor? Go to the side room. You can find a encyclopedia temple that's under Hashkata. Patient. You can find that. I can't believe it won't fall. Maybe I'm missing it over here. I thought it was here. No, that is the source. That's the source of Yisrael Mashazera. That's the source. Of course, someone like that is not as guilty an offender as someone who does it amazing of a miscavige. So there are basically four levels. Of course, there are four levels of this violation of this issue. We'll go from the worst down to the best. The worst is the guy Biyad. What the merchant enterprise which is the sin of Biyad, the man called Tomei. Who said it's a double rabbi cloud? You're right. There's a time for Kutusha Mikra. Who says bad? Normal, natural. But the Moran, Suth, and Rav interpret that that's what's called the Nishma that they call the Lara. That's an interpretation we don't want to mess with. The Gemara says it, we don't find it in any chalik. And I think there are Moshe, somebody or other, quotes that as the source for this issue. I can't understand why no one quotes this over here in the Ultra Apostle. You know, you can do me a favor? Go to the side room. You can find a encyclopedia temple that's under Hashkata. Patient. You can find that. I can't believe it won't fall. Maybe I'm missing it over here. I thought it was here. No, that is the source. That's the source of Yisrael Mashazera. That's the source. Of course, someone like that is not as guilty an offender as someone who does it for Mezid of a Miscavige. So there are basically four levels. Of course, there are four levels of this violation of this issue. We'll go from the worst down to the best. The worst is the guy Biyad. For the merchant enterprise, which is the sin of Biyad, the man just takes his hand to stimulate the organ that causes our stars of our Torah. That's the worst kind of violation. Then, there's the guy who uses other physical stimulation, or other physical stimulation to cause the devil of our Torah to go out. That would be a second. Thank you very much. A third level down with someone that goes to the X-rated movie, or the equivalent. Whatever equivalent to him is an X-rated movie, and he knows he goes to these movies, so he goes to these Dalai Lama color. We'll call it the also, to use that term liberally. It's not his fault that in the middle of the night, it's not his fault, he's sleeping. But you know, the Gemara in the Brachot, that Ein, what's the Lashon HaMar Brachot? Ein Mar LeAdam V'Laila El Masha Mahara V'Yom. What you think about by day is what you dream about at night. So if you think by day about these women, So by night, he's going to dream about them and it's going to lead to Zelda Matala. So come on, broken. The most Kal of all is the person who does not go to the dirty movies. He does not have any kind of these activities. But Afal Pikein, because he's a healthy male, he's unmarried. So someone who's married, generally speaking, when it's the way to avoid these problems, get married. How so? Even though he wasn't married, I mean, that's living with his wife all the time. She could be a nida for, she's healthy, she's a nida every month for 12 days. There are men who are married, Shiloh also, even within those 12 days, they're not able to avoid Yehurim, which will lead in, the onsum to Hotzah Zelah Vatala. And in a certain way, it gets worse. Why? He knows what he's dreaming about. He got married. He read about it in the books, but he saw it in the movies, so family knows. But this man is already a Baal Nisayon. And Chokham Kabbalah Nisayon, he was it. But he's supposed to be able to control his thoughts, but the man doesn't control what happens biologically, even when it happens. But most men are, I can't say most. Ben Torah is supposed to be able to overcome the problem upon marriage. I think from the little I know from Shiloh that I guess, the average Ben Torah is able to do so. The average Bacha is not able to do so. The average Bacha, Ben Torah, who tries to concentrate on his learning and nothing else, try to stay away from, doesn't go out, he's not getting married, either he's too young to get married in his own mind, he's not going out. Or he's old enough to get married, he can't find a shidduch, he can't find. And he's a Ben Torah and he learns Yom HaLaila. The average Bracha, if he's healthy, is not able to avoid what they call the Mikra Laila. And the Gemara says, "Ever Yaakov Avinu." We don't have to be Yaakov Avinu running around. Now, in certain circles, they hang a lot of guilt on a person. Oh, you're old, Russia and Russia, and you have to do this tshuva, and that tshuva, and another tshuva. Tikkun, knocking breath from her, Bakule. Just in the snow, and in the fire, and all kind of what we have to do. Where I come from, we don't go for these. The Matthias, I thought it's Baruch who said, made man, and said, don't you also said that you want to look up with? He also said. And that's on the outside. The really person, maybe we didn't get married before that. The 12th night was in the 18th year, and the 17th, called the Chazal, was when the person was very powerful. It was Yosef HaTzadik, 17, and when he was in the temple of seduction. And the biologists of today concur with the Chazal. So once you're 17, you're already over the hill. And these guys are already all over the hill because they're past 17. That's the biologists of today. Well, I should be still pretty high up there on the hill, but over the hill. So it's me that we're not Yaakov Avinu. We're not. And the truth of the matter is that, again, speaking from many, many discussions, I'll meet him over the years. Maybe the biologists are right. At 17, there'd be a certain peak from a purely biological perspective, but from the perspective of B'nai Torah having problems with this opinion, it starts after 17. So they get older, and they're getting married, or thinking about marriage more, whatever, I'm not sure the reasons for that are. The Matthias. The Matthias, and I'm not afraid to talk about the Matthias, even though it's on tape, I'm not afraid to talk about it. Whoever has the tape to make sure they go into the right hand, not the but it's important to talk about. I mean, we're learning the sugya. We learned something here yesterday. We didn't talk about it, but we're learning sugya, and it's something which is important to be discussed in a proper way. Everybody's not chasid shalom chayav mitzvah. No one is chayav mitzvah. So these are the chalila. Erev Onan did it amazing of a miskaven. What a chayav mitzvah. So this is a kind of an aver of mitzvah which I. One second. Look at that. I'm so many different stuff. Hold on. Yeah. That's what he said. That's the thought. This is his cousin Hay. He has a family gimbal sitting in the top. That's what I thought. So finally, that's someone to say what we thought was a trap. All right?
Anyway. Yeah. So this is the fact. Because this is the right thing to do of a Torah Zeh of a Torah. Don't say that's not this, the double, don't say that. Who does it quote it? Master Bialma. Jewish mayor, sure. I thought he only did that Bosidu with that Master Bialma. He quoted the thing, the whole thing with that Master Bialma. Well. The Pasha, despite the fact that I'm related, the Pasha, the role of was not that way. As it exists, and it's the right. What it is subject to question. Yes. No. Well, it's too much to be touching it. The Bailey also comes. This is a different one. So I would answer that all of them are only on Smash except for this one. Smash is called other O. No, there's no ownership. Lowson never thought the revelation would be especially for the yacht. So he got that on Smash before. And the others are just ownership. They're not, it doesn't say anything about, Ariona? Can you love it? Love a dollar a day? Why you have to look at it? Take a look. Not over here. Maybe give you a gibbling. Look over here. But apparently, with the primaries argue that it's an Issa Doraisa, and the Svara is the source of our Gemara. The Gemara is found in two places in the Shas, Suez Mevav and Abu Dazara Dabkov, and it's in the Parshat Shad is an Issa Doraisa. Now that's Machla Biyama. 1 second. Sure. I thought he only did that Bosidu with that Machla Biyama. He quoted the whole thing with that Machla Biyama. Well. The Parshat, despite the fact that I'm related, the Parshat, the role of Postman is not that way. As it exists, it is the right. What it is subject to question. Yes. No. Well, that's too much to be touching it. The Bailey also comes. All of them are only on Smash except for this one. Smash is called other own. No, there's no ownership. This is no ownership on any rope. Lowson never thought the revelation would be especially for the yacht. So he got that on Smash before. And the others are just ownership. They're not, it doesn't say anything about, Ariona? Can you love it? Love a dollar a day? Why you have to look at it? Take a look. I don't remember that much. No, not over here. Maybe give you a gibbling. Look over here. But apparently, the primaries argue that it's an Issa Doraisa, and the Svara is the source, our Gemara. Gemara is found in two places in Shas, Suez Mevav and Abu Dazara Dabkov, and it's in the Parshat Shad and it's an Issa Doraisa. Now that's Machla Biyama. 1 second. Yeah, Shalei Harad Miyam. Such high Russia Kla, Russia Gemuri. Below us Machla, to the book of the parent Narish and its Tatsa. The source of the Darais says our Gemara over here on Memvav. How do you know? Because the Gemara says, As Hora Lamoti Shema Minola. Rabbi Lazama Velo Selech Wafil. Rabbi Nosson and Mimini Shmata Mikol Dovero. Rabbi Lazama Mai Chaim Alohama Mai Hai Tmei Ahmei Hai. Will be born a ray of the Pinnipus Ben Yorah Mimini Shmata Mikol Dovero. So he's a ray of Brewer to the Doraisa. Because I told him, Oti Shem, I still need to be the right. You kill somebody for it. Not Mishim Ben Shemai. Mishim Benzis. Obviously he didn't have Torah. And the most of all, he doesn't use the public, but that's because he used it up for Shaloi Amahara Bayo. So he's a matter of a Boruch Hashemesh, because we're on the world. That's an Issa Doraisa, Mimini Shmata. Often to think about bad thoughts, you're going to leave the day some of Malala. Of course, it's a portion, and the often to simply make yourself tummy with your thoughts, you're a mamish. It's part of the past, is that right? No. It's a real lab, I don't know. It's not counted as much as 365. I don't think it's found. The 365 Lavin, how do you find it, Shmata, they called it? The question, why not? No. not want to know. Because they put the Torah to involved here, and the Isa Doraisa, but he's using it for Moshe Shemra, he's using it for this. If you want to know, so hold on a second. One minute. So maybe, you know, the answer you have as Torah should not be found in the 365. You know, for other things maybe. Well, Selah Rachel. Selah Rachel is the Torah of Moshe Shemra. If you look at the Selah Rachel, I don't know if you'll find here it says Moshe Shemra. Maybe you will. I don't know. Good question. Let me go back to my discussion. Right. To be awesome is the rice to without mountains, right? The carb doesn't require mountains. That's right. Here too, he said, the rice without mountains. It's not just the rice in any event. You used up either to kill about the shamrock or I thought this guy, serious. I don't know what else is made of it. You have a chance to look it up and see if he discusses this tomorrow. He calls it a rabbi who is the right. Often the person what is up. Can't believe that the elder Zeta forgot the mode of the place. Can't believe that. And it's also that. The next one goes, the other comes up a map, which is also Yud Aleph. And it's also Yud doesn't have it, so that one is even called Lavin as such. I want to know, because the Torah is putting them above here, but the Isa Doraisa, but he's using it for Moshe Shemra, he's using it for this. If you want to know, so hold on a second. One minute. So maybe, you know, the answer you have as Torah should not be found in the 365, you know, for other things maybe. Los Selah Rachel. Selah Rachel is the Torah of Moshe Shemra. If you look at the Selah Rachel, I don't know if you'll find here it says Moshe Shemra. Maybe you will. Selah Rachel, I don't have the wrong value. I don't know. Good question. Let me go back to my discussion. Right. To be awesome is the rice to without mountains, right? Can't believe that the Elder Zeta forgot the mode of the place. Can't believe that. Unless they heard it from Paris, and you go, Pashmak or something. I don't know. Do me a favor, look at the Chuvah, Sneh Yeshua. What was the Bar Malcolm? Sneh Yeshua, Chuvitz, Evan, Ezra, Simon, Mem, Dalit. I mean, if you don't want to, look it up or bring it to me, I'll look it up. I want to take a look at that. Huh? I don't know if they have a Chuvah, Sneh Yeshua. Other bits that it So bring it in. We'll go down to the library. I'll bring it to the other bit. However you bring it, bring it. I want to see it. Okay? Now, let's pass it over. So Rabbeinu Tam, we said, is a big... Oh, that's how we got started. According to Rabbeinu Tam, would there be anybody who's not mechuyev in this aveirus, not mechuyev in this aveirus? So here he quotes over here, the Minchas Tinuch in Simon Aleph says that maybe, according to those who maintain that a woman is not chayev from Puravu, which is not Muslim, which is Hashkot Zera, maybe a Saritz, someone who cannot have any children, is not in violation of the Yisrael of Hashkot Zera. If you have any time, I'll just say no. The same Binyan Tiyan is not true. There exists an Yisrael of Adepa. However, it could be also that as far as the Arab al-Tanash Yadefa, it might be a, how should I put it, a kiyum of furu. So it's a boy that goes to kiyum, that's the minimum. You got to be more children, that's the minimum, and that's the kiyum of furu. So that might, one might argue, that the even had a boy and a girl who fulfilled the fear of Puru, then I still be nitzav atzor, I said, it is a quarter of a time, this is a potential for a further key. However, let's not speculate too much. Rabbeinu Tam says, in Sefer HaYosher, he says, Akasha against Rashi. Rashi says, Shanosh Masuah Shanosh Mo, says Rabbeinu Tam, Imishim Tachovat Habal, Simitka Puru, and therefore it's also, he writes in Sefer HaYosher, called the law for the law, Mashmah Lishna Hafiz. The old, let's see this one now. Afilu kia mitzvah puruvu namikoma. Uvitl shechva zera lohavi. The name of Bishar Osur. From that, in the Lashon of Anatam would appear that once a man has fulfilled puruvu, there's no longer any violation of Otsoah zera levatola. Some want to say it's Rabbanu because of the Erev Al Tana Kedecha. That's what the closest to Rosh is with the Nida. In other words, Enochinami, the Yisr, an Yisr can only be associated with a bittul of the Kiyam. But there is a bittul of Kiyam because the Kiyam of Yisr is close. Of the Erev Al Tana Kedecha. So the Erev Al Tana Kedecha, if it would be a Rabbanu or a different Kabbalah or a lesser level violation, less level of commandment, but the violation would be a lesser level violation. I'm reading it from the Tosis of Rosh. This is first actually. The Tosis of Rosh in Masechet Neda, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This is followed. It says, Yimtzalam, my time of Yitemish, the Lomitzili, I pray for Rivia. Anoshim nami liyaka shakimu lo lithru. Oh! Let it be taught as Rabbeinu Tam seems to say in Sefer HaYosher, as there's no Yisra once they fulfill through Rebu. Yoyesh loma, anoshim lo'ol ha-mifkidi, shim dechsi ba-bogaz ra'az arecha, o le'erev al-tana kezech, mo'n yivam l'tzav sam ha-beis. So Yoyen Echinami, he reduces the level of Yisra to the level of Chiyuv. And Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer HaYosher seems to say there's no Yisra whatsoever. It is amazing. Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest mafu in the world, he said. When it comes to Mo, Kodem Tashmish, it's like a mafu that once a man has fulfilled Puru, there's no longer any violation of Otsoah Zera Levatola. Some want to say it's Rabbanu because of the Erev Al Tana Kedecha. That's what the closest to Rosh is with the Nida. In other words, Enochinami, the Yisr, an Yisr can only be associated with a bittul of the Kiyam. But there is a bittul of Kiyam because the Kiyam of Yisr is called of the Erev Al Tana Kedecha. So the Erev Al Tana Kedecha, if it would be a Rabbanu or a different Kabbalah or a lesser level violation, less level of commandment, but the violation would be a lesser level violation. I'm reading it from the Tosis of Rosh. This is first actually. The Tosis of Rosh in Masechet Neda, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This is followed. It says, Yimtzalam, my time of Yitemish, the Lomitzili, I pray for Rivia. Anoshim nami liyaka shakimu lo lithru. Oh! Let it be taught as Rabbeinu Tam seems to say in Sefer HaYosher, as there's no Yisra once they fulfill through Rebu. Yoyesh loma, anoshim lo ol ha-mifkidi, shim dechsi ba-bogaz ra'az, yimishamish ala abona vala etim. For lo dame le mishamish tanav ha-azim, the physical barrier. Okay? Question. Major and obvious question. If in fact the Reed agrees with Rabbeinu Tam as an Easter of Elaitz and Valavonim, how in the world could the Reed learn our Gemara Kodem Tashmish? Rabbeinu Tam was forced by this premise to interpret our Gemara to refer to what kind of case? Nu Rabotai. What kind of case? Acha Tashmish. Otherwise it's unthinkable for a man to be master. But the Reed says it's Kodem Tashmish. And he says it's al eisim v'al avonim. And af al pi kein, he says according to Shita Rabbi Meir, it's mutter anyway. A plea, you'll tell me it's a sakana. I'll tell you get divorced. How can he be master in Issa d'oraisa? This proves in Issa d'oraisa. Of a tzar zera levatolo. If in fact you consider it to be the equivalent of what? Ala eitim, the ala abanim. How is it possible? That's a serious question. If in fact a tzar zera levatolo, how can there be any heaven? So this question we'll address tomorrow in the issue. Bechina Nanakak Shah. Give your fellow notion of the Samson of the Mo. He pointed out the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam is Shita Tari. The Ri is a real enigma. But look what the Ri says, just let's look at the next minute or so. We'll just take a look at thought and small discussion about it. The Ri in our Tosfos on the text is as follows. Will the re-nira the kai and pirish akuntris to be raised neither mashmata hamoch shu b'meya kol shah b'avikim mishamish ala avon and ala eitim for those other the mishamish kind of as a physical barrier. Okay? Question. Major and obvious question. If in fact the re agrees with you of any time as an ister of ala eitim ala avonim, how in the world could the re learn our gemara kod of tashmish? Rabbeinu Tam was forced by this premise to interpret our Gemara to be referring to what kind of case? Nu Rabosai. What kind of case? Acha Tashmish. Otherwise, it's unthinkable for a man to be master. But the Re says it's called a Tashmish. And he says it's Aleisim Val Avonim. And Afal Pikein, he says according to Shita Shabim Meir, it's Mutter anyway. A plea. You'll tell me it's a Sakana. I'll tell you get divorced. How can he be master in Issa d'oraisa? This proves in Issa d'oraisa of a tzar zera levatolo. If in fact you consider it to be the equivalent of what? Ala eitim, the ala abanim. How is it possible? It's posted in Avodah Zarah that Klaus says it's clearly in Issa d'oraisa. Moshe says that's the motto. We quoted yesterday from the Achiezer. Yeah. Oh, somebody was written to a doctor. That was the doctor wrote. Easter or Tzor Zera Eno Mishasta Lavin. Someone of the 365 Lavin. We discussed it yesterday. Tanira Milosh and Zesh and Sovet Modo Shurakmi de Rabbonim. The doctor trying any source of this issue, except for Peru, is going to be gender blind, right? Because all the other prohibitions, whatever they may be, well, I take that back. Except for the only people we like the best of all. That's what we call the Nishmar from the Kol Dovero. But Ramesh is that true. But I was wondering why that, I knew it from somewhere. Ramesh says in Chela Gimel, and in Ha'ezer, that the source is the Nishmar from the Kol Dovero. That's what we mentioned in the Gemara Subotah and Vav, which tells us about the Zohar that Klaus says it's clearly an Issa d'oraisa. Moshe says that's the motto. That's the motto. We quoted yesterday from the Achiezer. Yisro Tzor Zera Eno Mishakta Lavin. That one of the 365 Lavin. We discussed it yesterday. In Nida might be a proof to that, so that's the basis for it. Because the Gemara, when it says in the Sugya Nasim Gimel about the Yisro of Tzor Zera, says, Yidu Shofar Zomim. Yidu Shofar Zomim means, what's Yidu Shofar Zomim? What kind of, why do you consider Shofar Zomim? So I think the suggestion was made that, because it's not, you would deserve these properly, so then it could be a child, and because you're using it improperly, it could be no child. So, yeah, the Gemara has the muscle. I just give the muscle one Yavamah says, that Yomi, Yavamah, someone is not also considered a it's then Ki'ilu Shofar Zomim. Why? Because it says, Achaz Dimakam and Achaz Tefer, I just talked about Achaz, about 10 Puruvu. So, again, Ki'ilu, we don't just consider the word Ki'ilu. It's not the same thing. But, nevertheless, it might be considered somehow related. Water sense. Yilu Horegat HaNefesh. Oh, excuse me. Masech the Kala. No, I read it. I'm sorry. Nidhi Yud Gimel. Nidhi Gimel says, Yilu Shofar Zomim. They quote Sukkim to that effect. I'm sorry? There he is. Doesn't mean it's Shofar Zomim in the full sense. It means that it's Ki'ilu. Somehow it's whatever level it is, you would interpret that. But you're right. The pashtus is as a basis, like Moshe said in the Rafa. Yeah, I don't know, it took so long for them to say it. No one said it until the 20th century. It sounds like that the nature of the Yisr is in the Shemaz and the Kol Dovaro. It's the pashtus. I don't know why he was finding it from earlier sources. Maybe you can look harder. You will. But it is an Issa Daraisa, the Pashtun. Now, let's now go to our case, Sholosh Nashim Mishamtim Zomim. So that's with a big kasha, a major, major question that we discussed today. But in the time, it's very nice. The Kodan Tashmish is Issa Daraisa, there's no way in the world to be mockery. The Yachat Tashmish, Heta Gama, it's always Muslim, maybe it's even Kaya. That's very straightforward. The Re, in our Tosfos, you read near the Kayan Pirsha Kuntus, take a look, from Amatessa Meralos, the second narrow line, the duration, either that Gimel Masad, the Shibbam Hamochu, Bimeyel, Kol Shah. It's not the Tosfos telling our Rashi. Our Rashi said nothing. We assume that Rashi was basing himself on what he said earlier back on the Flam of Zion, and Mochus the Akatas. The Aflonim suggests that the reason I'm saying Shat in Rashi proper, the Medayik of the Lashon, will re-nir l'kayim pirish ha-kuntis, to uphold the general framework of Rashi's style, which was what? And the issue in our sugya is not whether it was mutara or chayavah, but rather what? Whether it's mutara